Gospel. Transmitting all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here today to call on the highest power of the universe to bring peace and prosperity upon his people. The God that we serve is a deliverer and a strong tower. He is a God of stability, a God of substance, a God of authority, and a God who can solve all of our issues. So today, establish your people with deliverance. Deliverance from the unemployment line. Deliverance from food stamps and welfare. Deliverance from the inner city housing and project living. Deliverance from drug addiction. Deliverance from social injustice. Deliverance from drive-by shootings. Deliverance from illiteracy and homelessness. Deliverance from racism and bigotry. Deliverance from hatred and violence. Deliverance from the doom of demonism. Deliverance from sin and seduction. Deliverance from helplessness and despair. Authenticate us with the principles of your power so that we can dwell in your power today.
You say you really need it. You can have it today. Right now. You can have deliverance.
Right now.
If you're sick,
you can have deliverance.
If you gotta have it,
I am excited to introduce to you Deliverance Today Ministries. Our world is full of trouble, and we have reached a point where it is time to bring to the people of God the truth of God. We are headquartered in Shreveport, Louisiana, and are connected to churches worldwide. Each week, we desire to come into your life with a message of deliverance that will prepare you for heaven. We invite you to join our prayer line and zoom into a closer walk with God every morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have health professionals, spiritual counselors, and Christian aid workers in Louisiana and Texas, and will also extend our resources to help you with social, spiritual, financial, and mental needs wherever you are.
We should never forget where all our blessings come from. Always remember Jesus. Miss Layla Hathaway and Mr. Ramsey Lewis.
Don't forget to remember where all your blessings come from. To give honor where honor is due. Don't forget to give thanks to the one who put you there. Don't forget where your blessings come from.
People get money and get on their feet, achieve fame. Some establish value to their name and then they change. Lord knows they change. Just like the lepers in the Bible days, who were blessed by the Lord and went on their way. Only one came back with gratitude. Always give honor where honor is due.
This morning, I just want to share with you a thought from my heart, not a sermon, but memories of my mama. Before I begin, let me just share a thought with you. You see, many historical mothers would probably have notions like this. Mona Lisa's mother would probably be noted saying, "After all that money your father and I spent on braces, that's the biggest smile you can give us?" Or how about Christopher Columbus's mother? "I don't care what you've discovered, you still haven't ridden home." How about Michelangelo's mother? "Can't you paint on walls like other children? Do you have any idea how hard it is to get that stuff off the ceiling? Maybe Napoleon's mother. All right, if you are hiding your report card inside your jacket, take your hand out of there and show me your real grades. Abraham Lincoln's mother, again with the stovepipe hat. Can you just wear a baseball cap like all other kids? Mary's mother, I'm not upset that your lamb followed you to school, but I would like to know how he got better grades than you did. Albert Einstein's mother would probably be saying, but it's your senior picture. Can't you do something about your hair? Maybe styling gel, mousse, or anything. Even try a comb. George Washington's mother would probably be noted, the next time I catch you throwing money across the Potomac, you can kiss your allowance goodbye. Or maybe Thomas Edison's mother. Of course, I'm proud that you invented the electric light bulb. Now turn it off and go to bed. Last but not least, Paul Revere's mother. I don't care where you think you have to go, young man. Midnight is past your curfew. Mothers are a very special breed. Mothers are a very important commodity. I look at each and every person who has a mother, and I tell them, love your mother while you have her, because the time may come when you don't have a mother, and you wish that you did. It has been several years since I lost my mother, and there's not a day that goes by that I don't remember how precious she was to me. This morning, I want to share with you a thought. St. John, the 19th chapter, the 25th through the 27th verse. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. You see, this is a very important passage of scripture to me, especially as I think about this day called Mother's Day. The Bible says, Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. You see, here is a clear issue that no matter who you are, when you have a mother who loves you, no matter what you do, no matter how you are condemned, no matter what the outcome of your life, this woman stood by her son. Can you imagine? It is probably one of the most heinous things that you could think of, being crucified. That is, physically executed by the state. And yet and still, this loving mother stood by the cross of Jesus. There is several aspects that we should understand from this. You see, this was not filial love, but this was pure love. Jesus says, Behold thy son. In other words, Jesus wanted Mary to realize that while I'm suffering and while I'm going through something, I don't want to leave you suffering by yourself. I want to make sure that you have some comfort knowing that there is an empathetic heart to protect you and to guide you and to take care of you. It is probably one of the most poignant memories that I've had, but I remember the day my mother died. She died on her 87th birthday. Myself and her granddaughter had been summoned to the hospital. We were standing there with her. We watched her express her last words. We watched her last thoughts. We remember her last moments of experience. And I want you to know that that was a very moving moment in my life, because I realized that the woman who birthed me, the woman who was the most important woman in my experience, was now closing her eyes for good. You see, here was a situation where Jesus was about to die, but he did not want to close his eyes until his mother was taken care of. How many of you today love your mother? Today I'm painfully hurt as I walk into the streets and I see children cursing out their mother, children being disrespectful to their mother, children acting as if they are the parent and the mother is the child. The term woman was a word on the lips of Jesus because he wanted John to know that this was a special lady. Anybody today who has an opportunity to have a relationship with their mother is a blessed individual. No other person in the world can come close to the love that a mother has when she really loves her children. You see, the sympathizing group of women stood standing beside the cross of Jesus. His mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene, the company of Galilean women standing at a distance from the cross, beholding far off. You see, while the disciples forsook Jesus and fled, women stood by him at the cross. While the disciples were protecting themselves, women stood to support Jesus. They knew that he was the Son of God. They were convinced that everything that he did was for the glory of God. Their hearts were pricked by his actions in life, and they refused to move themselves at his moment of death. You see, it is important to note that a person who loves you will stick by you. A person who doesn't love you will never stay with you. A person who loves you, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter how dark or how dreary the situation is, when a woman is in love with a man, she sticks by him at the worst moments. She is there for him at his lowest ebb. She does not turn her back on him because she realizes how important and how special he is. And for this moment, we must understand that Mary knew the value of Jesus. Not only did she stand by Jesus as he was dying on the cross, Jesus wanted her to know that he did not overlook her love. You see, Mary was experiencing the bitter truth of Simon's prophecy. A sword shall pierce through thine own heart. It was a terrible ordeal for a mother to watch the protracted sufferings of her beloved son. Jesus is not so absorbed by his agonies that he would forget his mother. He calls her woman, not mother, as if the old relation was now to end and a new one to be formed for her future comfort. Death was too close all the earthly relationships of the Redeemer. Death would now separate Jesus from the individuals that he loved. And he knew that while they must watch his death, that in a little while, he was going to open up his eyes, and there they would see the glory of one who loved them. You see, this moment, this very touching moment of Jesus with his beloved disciple and his mother shows that Jesus wanted to take care of those who are special to him. That's why the word says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again." The promise is that Jesus would die. But before he died, he wanted those who love him to know that he is preparing a place for us. Today, I want you to know that God has a special place for mothers, individuals who are special to him, individuals who were recreators of life. For every woman who bears a child goes through the process of the beginning of the creation of the formation of a new life. God uses these special beings to show his power of creation. And every time that a baby is born, every time that a child enters this world, every time there is a situation where life begins anew, each woman has become a special incubation resource for God to create another life. That's why women are so special, because life begins in a mother's womb, and God uses these women so that life can exist on this earth. Today, every time that I think of the things that my mother did, every time that I know that she made sacrifices so that I can have when she didn't have, I remember time when she would walk down the street with holes in her shoes because she wanted to make sure that I had soles under my feet. I remember the days when she would put cardboard in her shoes so that I could have shoes. I remember the times when she sacrificed and she would sew up dresses over and over so that I might be able to have some clothes on my back. Oh, for the precious love of a mother. Oh, for the joy of someone who took enough time to wipe my snotty nose, to clean my diaper, and to give me an opportunity to live life. You see, Jesus beheld this special woman. Why was it so important? It was important because when you take care of your mother, you are only following in the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus knew how important and special these ladies are that we call mothers. And today, I want everyone who is listening to me to remember how special your mother is. Jesus said, "Son, behold thy mother." John was to comfort Mary in her widowhood, for Joseph was dead. The charge was promptly accepted and faithfully carried out. And from that hour, that disciple, John, took her to his own home. Nothing is known of the afterlife of Mary. Tradition says she died 11 years after the Lord at Jerusalem, in the 59th year of her age. That's not the important date, because all of us come here in this world to die. The important date is the fact that Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again." The important fact to note is that one day, Jesus is coming. It's not just a fictitious thought. It's not fake news. Jesus wants her to know that, behold, one day the angel of the Lord is going to blow his silver trumpet. Every mother who has ever been a mother, who is not alive when Jesus comes, if they are righteous and they have accepted him, when Gabriel blows that trumpet, all of the graves are going to be opened up. And the mothers who have been the mothers of children are going to come out of their graves. Oh, I want you to know, if I am still alive, I want to be able to be close to the cemetery so I can watch Mama come out of that grave. I want her to know that the Jesus that she prayed for, the Jesus that she loved, the Jesus who died for her sins, is one day coming back. And I want to be able to see her when she sees Jesus and know that all of her sacrifices were not in vain. Please love your mother, especially as she loves you.
If you've enjoyed this message by Pastor Jonathan McCautry, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Call at 318-658-6216. Email us at deliverancetodayministries@gmail.com. Write us at P.O. Box 5452, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71171. This is Ruth Ann Thompson at Deliverance Today Ministries, inviting you to join us and become a faithful pledge supporter so we can reach others through this radio ministry.
Before we leave the air today, I'd like to make a special appeal for those of you who believe in the power of prayer. Please join us on our Zoom prayer line tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time, Zoom number 504-535-3921. There is no ID number. Come and pray with us each day. Good day. God bless you. Deliverance. Right now.